After another disturbing set of COVID figures in New South Wales today, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has warned it could be the end of October before life in Greater Sydney becomes more normal. Sydney's lockdown is expected to be extended for the fourth time at the end of this month, and by then more than 6 million people will have been living in lockdown for 9 weeks. And that's just Sydney. Melbourne's lockdown was extended today, and indeed all Australian cities are living on the edge of fear of being shut down at any moment as the unpredictable Delta variant spreads. People living with a disability are particularly affected by this grim new way of life. People living with a disability are particularly affected by this grim new way of life. And some, frequently children, are being left behind as a consequence of the ongoing isolation. Catherine Kreisel with this report.
Catherine McAlpine is CEO of Inclusion Australia. She says government has not done enough to help or support people with disability throughout the crisis, but also that children in particular are being left behind.
You know, there was the lack of income support, the fact that the Commonwealth government hardly spoke about people with disability at all in all the public messaging, which makes people feel left out. The fact that the messaging around the vaccinations in group homes has been really poor. The fact that it took a lot of advocacy from the disability community to get it to say that family members of people with disability could also be vaccinated. So if you had a person in your house that was at higher risk, say the person with Down syndrome who was at higher risk, they were given a higher risk. But then if the people in their house weren't vaccinated too, then that left everyone vulnerable. So, you know, we in the advocacy community have had to fight really hard for some of those changes. So it's just it just really showed how governments in general have made the mistake of thinking that anything to do with disability is handled by the NDIS. And it's like, no, all of the mainstream systems, health, justice, education, all need to be inclusive. Because that's another thing that's happened in, and students with intellectual disability have been appallingly badly supported. You know, schools have had to pivot to online support. Basically, people with intellectual disability, just left, right and centre, have been left out of online classrooms and not had any adapted work. You hear stories of people that have been given colouring in to do, you know, which is not age appropriate and it's not learning. All sorts of ways that the education system has not been able to adapt to online learning for people with intellectual disability. So it's been really, you know, for those families and the people with intellectual disability in those situations, it's been a pretty appalling 18 months.
Miriam Filomena is from Down Syndrome New South Wales and is the parent of a daughter with Down Syndrome. She is also an experienced behaviour specialist.
For our children who already have complex language, all behaviour is communication. They've got complex language, among a lot of other things. Well, so you've got children who have been given iPads at home as a reward to play games on. And a lot of the issues are trying to get the kid off the iPad. There's those blurred lines where it's now being used for a lesson and trying to get them to stay focused on that lesson and not move over to a game on it.
I see. So, yes, at home they're using the same equipment that they would normally play on to learn
yes.
from.
Yeah. And so the parents have to really be in there on it.
And is there any support for parents at home with that situation?
Not at this point in time.
No. The support would normally be within the school
Absolutely.
Environment, but nothing at home. Yeah.
And that's not to say that parents don't do it. I mean, our parents are used to, you know, going the extra yard for their children and happening to support them with homework. But the problem is, in a normal world, when they do helping them with the homework, that's kind of like a parental thing that you do. This is not normal. We're in lockdown. You've got other children in the house and you're trying to keep them on task. You may have a husband at home that's also working. You may be working yourself from home. And then you've got a child with special needs that you've got to support to do the lessons online. And, you know, a lot of our parents are kind of, they're exhausted.
Are they getting appropriate learning materials online, or is that something else that's lacking?
They should be. I mean, you know, they're students and they should be getting appropriate materials that have, you know, been modified. But whether that's actually happening or not, it's up to the individual school.
So anecdotally, you haven't heard anything?
No. I find that is one of the issues already in schools, is very difficult. Not all schools do it. Sometimes it's the teacher's aides who aren't even professionally trained who are modifying the lesson, you know, sort of transitions into this working from home, goodness knows.
So can you see that, and especially with New South Wales, I mean, it looks like the lockdown's going to go till Christmas probably.
Oh.
Can you see that these children are going to be left behind?
Academically, yes. And also I was talking to a parent yesterday whose child's in year four and who's nonverbal. Or he said, all those social activities stop. And that is a very important part of school, you know, learning those social skills. And, yeah, it's parents are finding it really, really hard.
Miriam Filomena from Down Syndrome New South Wales speaking with Catherine Kreisel.